Matrix,
and for baby clothes,
Eight or ten.
Then there's some more baby born away from town.
going to.
Because when a long time I remember one lady called me to help, and I go down there and help her. When I was working on this before I delivered the baby, someone come after me. So I didn't go. I have to stay there.
Yeah.
But I tell them how to do it.
Mm.
When they, you know, when they can't do nothing, when they don't know what to do, I would call in for help. So this big was not a checkup.
Mm.
And see how it goes, basically.
Yeah. Do you remember what year they, in the 50s that they started taking them in, or is that too hard to remember? Was it the early 50s or late or middle?
Late.
Late 50s?
Late 50s.
So it's really quite recent,
yeah.
Yeah. 1969. Oh.
Or 60.
Bella, you were discussing with me about Amit Cook, or a woman shaman who was asked to help a woman, and the background was that this woman had one child and disposed of it, got rid of it when she was young, and later on she wanted children, changed her mind. Could you tell me what happened when they saw this woman and asked her?
Well, she wanted to have a baby, wanted to have it, because she never had a baby for a long, long time. After she threw that baby away. And when they met her, this medicine woman down at Kotzebue, this was from Kobo, from Shanghai, some sort of place.
Yeah.
When they met her, they told her, ask her if they want to have babies. And she said they would give her one whole Wolverine and two tall skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other cook, this woman said, yes, and tell them that they will have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other year, they have a baby girl.
Mm.
From that on, they have a children. I think that was my uncle's wife.
Oh.
I mean, my mother's uncle's
wife. Your mother's uncle's wife.
Yeah.
Was this so long ago, or is there any way of knowing what year this happened? Or
told her.
And then
she never did, like, yeah. Said, mm-hmm. Told her.